Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our Caps content is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. I know we're about to jump into the sports page, but I just wanted to point out that Grant Paulson tweeted a clip of Brandon Duhame, a.k.a. Doggy, just destroying Matheson behind Montreal's net. And if Montreal keeps taking hits like that throughout their lineup, I mean, that's
going to have a couple guys
out. It's just going to take a toll. It might not even be guys like missing games, but it might have guys a little gun shy about going into the corners and going up against the boards, or like the Caps are just clearly the more physical of the two teams through the first two games. And that's not going to change when the series shifts to Canada. Like, that's just how the Caps are built compared to Montreal.
Correct.
So that, I think that's just a huge advantage for them going forward.
And some of the moves that some of those young Canadians were making with the puck.
Yeah.
That Lane Hutson kid. And what's the young Russian's name?
Oh, Demidov.
That guy's going to be a stud.
Well, on the Caps side, Ryan Leonard, he ripped that shot where he kind of just tucked the stick closer to him and changed the angle of the shot. Like, just on the fly, pretty remarkable.
Yeah, he's
crazy
talented.
He had an assist in the game last night.
Well, I think Lars had a pretty slick move. Do you remember that?
Lars is playing physical, too, man. He's doling out some hits. I like what I've seen through the first two games. I'd like to see them dent Montembeau a little bit more, but, I mean, the guy's playing well. So,
it's been a fun series so far.
They've got a hot goalie, but we got one, too.
Yeah.
We got a hotter goalie.
Which is fantastic.
Possibly, it's been a fun series to watch.
Yep. No doubt. All right, let's get into the Jux Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then you can grab a 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Can you imagine having seats down near the glass and then all of a sudden Jaden, Marcus, and Sam walk up?
No, it has to be very cool.
Sit right in front of you.
And again, I'll reference Grant Paulson, our pal and station mate here at 106.7 The Fan. He was down pretty low, and he was documenting a lot of what was going on with the quarterback.
Was he on that same side?
I think he was basically right there.
Oh, really?
So he was just getting a lot of good shots. Like, I think he tweeted a video of guys just going up. Jaden was just getting mobbed like during one of the intermissions, but he couldn't have been nicer about like accommodating people for pictures, posing for pics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you go to a Caps game, I mean, there's 20,000 people. You know you're going to get asked
and
for
he
pictures.
He wasn't up, in a suite. He's right. down on the glass.
Right.
Like, you got to walk through the whole crowd to get down in the glass.
Sam's chugging beers.
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're just having a great time.
Of course. I didn't see Jaden chug a beer, though. I don't think he does.
I don't think he did. Yeah, he let that to the team mascot, Sam Hartman.
Right,
he let him chug all the beers. Real quick, let's go
to Jerry. It is open line Thursday, right?
It certainly is.
Jerry, what's up, man?
Oh, hey guys.
What's up?
Big fan.
Thanks, bud.
First time calling, so yeah, I really appreciate what you guys do. So,
thank you.
Thanks, man.
So I'm in D.C., but I would like to claim that I've grown up in a small oasis tucked away that's called Kensington, Maryland. So okay. I just want to shout that out.
What street did you grow up on?
Off of Plyers Mill.
A little nubs over there, but okay.
He's judging your
it depends on the area. Don't do that to me.
All right.
Yeah, but I actually was calling because I don't know if you guys realize you're all businessmen, but you might be sitting on a gold mine. I don't show up for anything, but I showed up for those bobblehead releases years ago. I will pay $15-$20 a piece for another round of those things. And I'm not just talking about the four of you. I'm talking about Matt and Matt. You can throw in intern, whatever
Mike
you want.
So hold on. You're throwing out there you want to hoard junkies bobbleheads. Is that what you're saying?
I'm stumping for more people than you might realize. Your fans will love another round of bobbleheads, and to pay for them this time. I know they were.
You're
saying
you want a second
edition. You're looking for us to monetize it going forward.
As incentive for it to come out, because really I want them.
We are planning a bunch of 30th anniversary stuff, right? I mean, behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any thoughts to maybe doing another round of the bobbleheads?
I can run it up the flagpole. Yeah. I understand Jerry's sentiment. I mean, people go crazy for these things.
They do.
It's a good point.
I'm actually grasping because I have all four of you guys.
Okay.
But my kids destroy Bish and Cakes. So Cakes is the best part of Cakes is ripped off. His palms are gone. Bish is hockey. No. Hockey or not hockey?
His golf club.
Golf club is gone.
No, right. You know what? You can't.
I'm willing to buy them from you guys if somebody's willing to part with them.
Can I give you a word of advice? You can't have them around your kids, especially if they're young. Like they're just
they should be in a safe.
Yeah, they should be
or a glass case display.
I realize that now. They're 5-3 and they annihilate.
Yeah, you botched
them,
it.
You really messed this one up.
Why are they accessible? They should at least be like high up on a bookshelf or something.
They were on a bookshelf. I had to fix something. I put them on the console below my TV, and I said, I'll get to it eventually.
Rookie mistake.
So you want some more bobbleheads. All right, well, we'll see what we can do for you.
All right, do you have any idea?
Jason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I didn't want to waste you guys' time. Jason, I did want to say, in a little heavier topic, thank you for, mentioning, I know you're pretty private, your stuff with mental health and your journey and everything, because, I've been going through some stuff for a very long time, actually, and I finally feel like I'm somewhat on the other side of it. But especially as men, I'm hoping, when I have two young boys, I'm hoping that it becomes a little bit more normalized, and not just for men, but everybody. So it's tough for anybody out there. You're a lot stronger than you think.
When your bobbles get messed up, you go through trauma.
It was in depression when the palms came off. Yeah.
I was traumatized. I understand.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll put the word in and see what people say. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Very heartfelt call from Jerry.
I'm kind of psyched. He was stumping for Matt and Matt bobbleheads.
Well, I mean, people would go crazy for them.
You think Mars worthy one?
Yes, popping Zins left and right. Yeah, definitely. You gotta have a Zin.
What would be the themes of each bobblehead? Because they've kind of changed now. Like Cakes running palms up. I don't know.
And his Borgata pose.
Yeah, I mean, that's an infamous pose.
JP boxing hasn't boxed in 30 years.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Now, these got to be crab related, I would guess. Some version of
that. But I feel like mine will still involve drinking.
JP would have knee braces on.
Triple fisting now.
Yeah. No, I just.
Beer in one hand, olive oil in the other.
I had my olive oil this morning, actually.
Did you?
The problem with the olive oil in the morning, I think it breaks my fast because it's giving you calories, but whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
When's the 30 year? Is that this year or next?
I don't know. Ask JP.
I think it's...
Maybe next year.
Next year.
Sometime next year.
Next year is the 30 year?
Yeah. He's always weird about it because he's like... He tries not to count the weekends. I'm like, dude, the weekends counted. What are you talking about?
That's the genesis of the show.
That's when we started. You started on the weekends. It's, you know, he likes
so the weekend is probably 1996. So yeah, next year that tracks. That makes sense.
I think
your
first show was Kentucky Derby week or weekend.
Okay.
Oh really?
Yeah, because you've heard that clip before. We made picks probably.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
Picked Kentucky Derby's next week.
I know.
Yep.
Next Saturday.
Maybe that's probably.
Hold on. Is
that, so that means that's,
yeah, it's
that,
next.
That's the 29th.
Got to get next Saturday. Neil Greenberg guys, on. Break down the field.
Guys are so old. You picked War Admiral.
Picked Seattle Slough.
Yeah, Seabiscuit. I got Seabiscuit this year.
The oldest horse you could name? Yeah. We were tracking that guy.
Secretariat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Secretariat's money.
That's right, how long we've been around. Then. That's how long we've been around, yep. Man.
Fossils.
I mean, I guess it's got to be the Caps, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow it'll be the draft, but today it's still the Caps with a 3-1 victory over the Canadiens to take a 2-0 series lead. And the story is really Logan Thompson. So Logan Thompson hadn't played since his injury until the playoffs. He was injured, I think, April 2nd.
Yep, April 2nd. That's correct.
Yep, and you know, and people wondered if how sharp he was going to be since he hadn't played. You know, well, is he going to be a little rusty?
I think he's answered been, any of those questions above and beyond.
I mean,
like he's been amazing through two games.
He's played like he hasn't missed any time.
I know. He and looks so fresh.
Props to Carbs because,
yeah,
you know, we were talking about, and you and I kind of thought that Chucky would start game one, and then if Chucky struggled, they would go to LT.
It was just hard to bring a guy out who hadn't played in weeks.
Yeah, but he knows his guys, and he went with the best goalie, and LT was he was really good in game one, but he was special last night.
I think Thompson took a puck relatively high. I'm not sure when in the game, but I kind of flinched because, I mean, I'm guessing he
You're
had a concussion.
Nervous?
I mean, I'm guessing he missed time with a concussion because he's out for a while, and he left that game April 2nd because he got hit in the face with a shot.
Right.
Like, put two and two together, most likely a concussion. He took another one high last night, but I guess it wasn't that impactful.
He took one.
So that was good to see.
Do you remember when he took that shot and he, I don't know if his glove came off.
His hand.
It hit his hand.
Definitely stung him.
Yeah. And you could tell he was hurt.
Yes.
But he battled through it.
Right.
But he stopped 14 shots in the third period.
Remarkable performance.
Overall numbers, 25 saves.
And then he went into regular season mode during the post-game presser when he was up there with Strome, when he basically said, I was happy we got the 2 points. And Strome was like, dude, it's the playoffs. There aren't points here. All you care about is
wins.
What's up on that board right there?
Yeah,
the
there's no points.
Yeah, no points to be gained here.
He's right. So actually, when you look at the whole playoff, the whole postseason deal, he's a tenth. Is he a tenth of a point? Actually, it looks like he might be higher. They have
him listed
at two,
season.
But he's at 951. The Anderson now he's only played one game. Is at nine? Is he at 950 or 960? Is that
he's at 960?
Okay, 960.
Anderson's at 960.
Okay, so he's just a tick behind him.
Yeah,
it's save percentage in the postseason.
Did you see Josh Anderson getting into it with Willie again?
I did, yeah.
I mean, doesn't Willie just want to pop him?
I'm sure he
Do they have history? Do we know anything about Josh Anderson?
I don't know.
Because Josh Anderson, this is the second game where it's been chippy with Willie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Willie will get under your skin because he'll crush you against the boards or he'll just out-physical you basically every time. And
but
that has to...
Anderson hit Willie against the boards last
right.
night.
He boarded him.
Yeah, he boarded him.
Yeah.
Right. So
dangerous play.
You know who I haven't noticed before a lot? You know, now in the playoffs, obviously I'm locking in on all these guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how big Dubois is.
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
Is he 6'5"?
Locker would say he's a big rig.
Yeah, they list him at 6'4".
Yeah.
But I was like,
on skates, he's like 6'6".
Like, who is that big at?
He's a monster.
Big dude. Yeah.
It's
like
been
having him on our
it's
side.
It's been a fun series, man, hasn't it so
has,
far?
It has been entertaining. Mm-hmm. Now, it's always more entertaining when the Caps win. If we came in here, it was 0-2, it would feel like a freaking funeral.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, if they had lost that game.
The style of play and the way Logan Thompson has been dominant in net.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
Also, the contributions from
night too.
McMichael was great. You know who's been
Stromer.
Really good? Stromer. Bovey. Bavillier's been really good. He had another assist last night. He had a 2-point night in game one. So everybody's chipping in.
Bovey's got a lot of postseason experience because he's been with a ton of teams.
Yep, he's well traveled.
And I think he's got 17 or 18 postseason goals.
Okay, that's a lot.
Something like that. He was with the Islanders for 6 years, I think, 7 years.
With the Pens.
With the Pens last year.
Yep.
Nashville, Vancouver, Chicago. He's played with like 16.
I know. Glad he's here.
Seems like a good dude, too.
Glad the front office tabbed him and picked him up at the trade deadline.
Yeah. So, but man, it's been really fun. I'll tell you, it's been so fun. I've actually stayed up to watch the majority. Now, for game one,
yeah.
I remember I fell asleep at, and I didn't watch the overtime live. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and I realized that my recording didn't get the overtime. So I had to watch the highlights of that. But last night I watched it.
By the way, my plan last night, it worked to a T. Started the birthday celebration right around 7 p.m. at my house at game time, puck drop. I just had my phone set aside. I just kept it in another room for like an hour.
You guys stayed up there for an hour where you did like cake stuff?
Yeah, we did like cake and unwrapping presents.
Oh, yeah. I would have left. I would have done 10 minutes.
Till about 10 after 8.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And then we matriculated down to the basement.
That's interminable.
In our cone of silence.
Which you have 100 gifts.
It was like a time warp. Like I didn't know what was going on with the outside world.
Yeah.
Go downstairs, turn on the TV, make sure I don't join it live and in progress.
Yeah. Start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And then. It was actually great. I was able to just fast forward through the commercials until I caught up in real time sometime during the third period.
Right.
It worked. Right. It was flawless.
Yeah, no, that's great. And actually, you condensed your time a little bit. You got the most out of your day.
That's great. Had two beers in the basement. It was just a perfect plan.
I just can't imagine.
Caps win the whole nine.
Around the table, like cutting cake and opening gifts. That I would have blown my brains out.
Okay.
What kind of cake?
Oh, my wife made a red velvet cake with a bunch of sprinkles, and we had ice cream on the side. You know how good it was?
That is delicious. The worst move in the world is that you do everything right in terms of avoiding the game, and then all of a sudden you flip on the TV and you go live.
Catch right.
In the middle.
I was terrified when I turned the TV on. I was just like, I was bracing, but luckily, I think it was on a commercial, so I just hit join, you know, start from the beginning, and then I was good. Once I did that, I knew I was good to go. And then whenever there was a commercial or Joe B said, we're about to go to break, I would beep, 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 boop, hopped around. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was some good TV viewing.
Yeah.
So I threaded that needle last night.
I love watching Joe B and Locker.
Oh, Joe B and Locker. They're just the absolute best.
They're like Hall of Famers.
They should be Hall of Famers. Absolutely.
They're so good. So Caps win. So game three will be at the Bell Center in Montreal on Friday at 7. I'm actually going to dinner with some friends, and they asked me what time I wanted to go. I said 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock dinner. That's perfect.
Because you know, usually on a Friday night you go a little bit later.
Yeah.
And I said no.
Caps. You got 7 o'clock.
And my buddy's a big Caps fan. I don't think he was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't thinking about the schedule at the time.
Right.
Because he made the reservation.
I'm glad you
a couple weeks ago.
You enlightened him.
But so 5 o'clock dinner. That way we'll be back to watch the game at 7 o'clock. So game three Friday night. Caps up 2-0. Last night, Dallas beat Colorado in OT, so they lead that series 2-1, and the Kings beat the Oilers 6-2. There's been a ton of goals scored in that series. I think it was 6-5 in game one, wasn't it?
Kings are up 2-0 in that series.
Yes, but there's been a bunch of goals scored there. And then tonight, you've got four more games. Panthers-Lightning, Maple Leafs-Sens, Golden Knights at Minnesota, and the Winnipeg Pets are in St. Louis, and Winnipeg's up 2-0 there. Of course, we'd mentioned the Nats. They get win number 11 last night, beat the Orioles again for the second consecutive night. They are 11-13, final score 4-3, and James Wood, of course, he's just been on fire. You know, his average isn't crazy high. It's about 260, but he's got 8 homers, hit one last night.
Trevor Williams, awesome. Pretty good performance.
He was.
Did okay. I mean, only 5 innings, but pretty good.
Still, just allowed one earned run. You'll take that all day.
Jackson Rutledge came in for an inning. Kyle Finnegan gets saved number 9. I know the Orioles had an opportunity to try and score in the 9th, but Finnegan shut it down. So 4-3. They've got one more game tonight, and I think it's a 6:45 start.
Dylan Cruz trying to tickle 200. He's at 195.
Are we still tracking for thunderstorms on Saturday when I go?
Yes.
What the hell? It's going to be a nightmare.
It's pretty much almost a... I saw 80% chance of rain, but watching Chuck Bell this morning, said pretty much 100% chance.
I'm assuming,
but I don't know what time. I don't think it's gonna be an all day thing.
Yeah, can we just get it, let it blow through, and then still enjoy the day?
Because your game's at 4.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Tonight, Mackenzie Gorgo is in game three for the possible sweep against Povich.
Right.
Povich is 0-2 with a 6-4 ERA. And Mackenzie Gore is 2-2 with a 3-4 ERA. So, and of course, round one of the NFL draft tonight, starting at 8. And we'll be doing a lot of draft coverage for the rest of the show.
Certainly will. We will talk to Ben Vallin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. That's coming up at 7:20. We'll get back into the Caps with Devontae Smith-Pelly from Monumental Sports Network. He's on the show at 8:40.
I'm actually excited with what we're going to do at 9, so stay tuned. Make sure you set your alarms or whatever. We're going to actually do like PFF's mock generator, mm-hmm. right?
And then whoever's available.
And then we're going to debate who we should take right there at 29.
Correct.
So we'll go through live, like a little mock draft. I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Yep. So all that to come on the Junks on an Open Line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.